Seems like staring at you good. Okay, so we have here, we're on Lamagim on the Ra'ala, four lines in the Ra'ala. This is Rabbi Yochanan, Have Koi, Mekame Sabe, Darmoi. So Rabbi Yochanan used to stand for all the Armenians. Okay? Omar, he said, Kamahar Patki, Ado Alayodani. So many things happened to these guys. Okay, Rashi says, Harpatki. It grows, happenings, it's Soros, and like Tsar, Soros, unfortunate tidings. They wrote Nisim Harve, Umotsim, and there's so many miracles, wonders. Adolayim Avrolayim. So I'm not sure exactly what Rashi means that they saw the Nisim and Motsim. Unless he there's a bit of a month he saw the. I don't know, I'm not really sure what he means. It grows, I understand. It's Soros. That part is easier to understand. Many happenings, a lot of occurrences, happenings happen to them.
Rashi was just throwing.
Healthy dry. So the question is, did he hold your mechuyev? Is this mechuyev what he's holding? Is this, Rabbi Yochanan used to do this? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the deal here? I mean, if you're telling me that he holds your mechuyev to do it, then he doesn't have to give this line about the Harpatkis. Just say, they're old, and you have to stand for old Goyim. I guess it's a Goyim, apparently. So does the question, does Meseva Takum apply to Goyim? So if you say it does, so then who's waxing philosophical here? To say, he used to stand for them because he had to stand for them. And if it doesn't apply to Goyim, so then why is he standing? Alright, well, what is he doing? So presumably he's giving this thing. So you could say that, I mean, you could say that. So if you look, though, at Rosh, there's a Tosos who addresses that issue. Okay. The impression is not. It's the simple way you read the Gemara, yeah, that is the impression. You're not high.
Like this.
Yeah, it sounds like he's giving like a sort of. You don't have to start giving this kind of reason if you, especially like Rashi. You know, all these miracles happen. I mean, whatever it is. I mean, we say the chayav, they're old, so you don't start telling me about miracles. So if you look at the Tosos back on base on base, is it those Mishnah?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, jumping in a little bit in the middle of the thing, but if it says, I'm going to see if Od Mosifri, it's like Mosif is the last word on the line. It's like 10 lines down or something. We're basically talking about whether EC argues on Gamliel. Okay, different position. How do you work on the machlokas? But he basically says, "V'od Mosifri, the Lekel Meiranami, the Vaday Polit, the Amar Zaken Hashemayim Ahani." In other words, maybe he'll say that really everyone agrees that Zaken Hashemayim you have to stand up for. The Isi Polit Lev Amar Afilu Sabe Adar Moi, and maybe he'll say that Isi holds, as everyone agrees that you have to stand up. Isi, and I think it's Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Zilu are saying that you have to stand up for Zaken Hashemayim, which is like an old guy, it's like an Amara. But maybe he'll say Isi's coming and saying even a guy you have to stand up for. He says no. Deha kol seva b'mashma, comma. He says no, because you'll say because kol seva. Isi's saying is mnei seva means kol seva anyone. So maybe you'll think it means that Isi's saying even a guy, right? Because that's all Isi Benyu says. Isi Benyu is the one who says he stands for a guy for an old guy is not mine. And he says why mnei seva takum kol seva b'mashma any seva. So maybe you'll think he means he even stands for a guy. And that's what Tosos is bringing. It's relevant in the context of the Tosos. But you're saying, maybe that's what Isi's saying. Maybe Isi will do the same for a guy. But Tosos says, no. Hello, Ashkechon, Vishum Dukhta, the Zakin Akon Sarachakanda. You don't find anywhere that you have to stand for to Mechabe, the Zakin is a guy, is an Akon. Oh, not only that, first of all, you never find it. He says, Odil, come on, come on, there, Yochanan, have a calling, the son of Samayama. I have a Tali time, come on, Patki, I'll do a lie. The whole conversation of Isi, but what do you have to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan stood because he had this whole Harpatki argument? Just say he stood because Isi ben Yura. Isi ben Yura says he stands even for Goyim. The implication is no, that there's no halacha of standing for Goyim, and even according to Isi, he does not hold he stands for Goyim. Nobody holds he stands for Goyim, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan had to give this reasoning. Okay, that's why Rabbi Yochanan had to give this funny reason for the Harpatkis. Okay, so you see from Tosus, the way Tosus is learning, I think it's a similar way to read Rashi also, is that this is an exceptional thing. This is not saying that the halacha of standing for a zakin is only for a Jewish zakin. Okay, it's only for a Jewish zakin. For some reason. Okay, maybe explain it, but whatever it is, that's what he holds. It's only for Jewish stuff, okay? But Rabbi Yochanan, despite that, stood up for these Zakenim because they're a special Zakenim. Okay, they had a special quality because they saw many things, many things happened to them, and something special with them. Okay? But still something like that, okay? The Rambam, you'll see, seems to hold that the Yorachite stand for a guy. He seems to learn that way. Okay, but let's leave it on for a little bit, okay? I mean, I think if you read Rashi, if you read Tosfos, I don't think you're come to a conclusion. Rashi, for instance, they saw all these Nisim. Whatever he's referring to, he's still referring to something special. Armenians saw some sort of special Nisim. Doesn't mean every old guy sees Nisim, Muslim, Moslem, and Nisim, and it doesn't seem so. So it seems like it's only it doesn't apply to guy. But it's applying to these guys because they're special. And it seems like those are learning. Okay? It's fine. Yeah, but I guess you could ask, was he chayev to stand for these guys? I mean, the seva, I mean, it would be a funny halacha. He chayev to stand for Jewish Zakenim and for Armenian Hapati Zakenim. I mean, that's part of the halacha? It's hard to imagine also. You know, but if not, then what is it? What's he doing? Okay, let's read it from the Gemara. It says, Rava, so that was Rava used to stand for them. Rava, make him lokoi, hidor avidor. So Rava didn't actually stand, but he did hidor for them. Okay, he did hidor. What does that mean? Yeah, it's simple pshan, I mean, it's not clear what he did exactly. But at this point you'd say it means he did the half stand. Okay, he didn't stand all the way, he didn't have stand. And he held that he had to be mahadara. But I mean, literally, he just means he was mahadara. It means he didn't go all the way, but he just did something to be mahadara. Okay? To adorn them, whatever it was. Okay? And the Gemara explains a little later, he'll say. Okay, fine. So that's what he did. He didn't stand. He didn't really do what you're chayiv to do by a regular guy, but he did a little bit. Okay? He did something. Okay? Fine. Then it says, Abaye Yohiv Yada Lesabe. Abaye used to give his hand. Okay? Rashi. Koshe Yodel Zakenim. Kol Kamash Ovma Ayatzla. And Shanamala. When they walked by him, he'd give them a hand so they'd be able to lean on him. Okay? So it seems like he didn't actually stand, but he did this. What's this? Seems like this also comes under the hidor category, right? I mean, it's a kind of hidor. And actually, so hidor is being adorned. Like, a hidor can take on different forms, you know? But it seems like he did this. Good man. It says, Rava Mishader Sluche. Okay, this is the same Rava. Same Rava who before it says that he just did hidor, now it's saying he sent a shliach. What does that mean, Rashi? He sent his hand, he sent his shliach to give them a hand. But he himself didn't do it. Right? He himself didn't do it. He wouldn't do it, it seems. So, you just told me before he did hidor. Right? So, unless it means this is the kind of hidor that he did, this is the type of hidor. But he wouldn't do it himself. He specifically wouldn't do it himself, he had such a shliach do it.
Okay?
Hi. Okay. And it says, Rav Nachman Mishader Guzoi. So Rav Nachman used to send his eunuchs, or his workers, servants. And Rav Nachman Shadar Guzoi, Rashi says, Shrisim Shayutamid Lefanach. Okay, I guess it was eunuchs who were always before. And if you Shayut Sar. Sar Chasan Anasi Ad Bethlehem. Hayut. You're given Lama Lafana, Mishartan. Hakos, the Lachov, Mandalot Sayathina. So he was Sar, the Chasan of the Nasi, and Abbezdin, and they used to have people, Mishartan, workers. And Sars could mean the generic term for workers. You had servants who would hit and subordinate those who didn't listen to the den. Okay? Shahayu was a Kainu over Lafana, and when his Kainu came by him, Hayu Shaleachan Achrisim. He said, he said, to help them walk, to hold them up. But he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to be zalzal on his Torah. To Amar, he loved Torah, coming up when he got Meshukah. If not for Torah, look how many Nachmans there'd be. He's a Rav Nachman. But I don't know what he's saying. If I weren't from Nachmator, I would have just been another Nachman. A lot of Nachmans. Okay, Hilkach ein chashivusi b'shvil atzmi el b'shvil Torah. So therefore, the chashivus is, it's not for me, it's not my chashivus. He realized that, look, not for Torah, he would have just been like any other guy in the street. So he realized he's not, it's nothing to do with him. He's not any better than anyone else. But it's Torah. He is simply a reflection of the greatness of Torah. And it's pretty high level person to think that, you know. So Nachman say, yeah, it's not no big deal, it's Torah. And he realized the objective assessment. He says, if not for Torah, I think I would have been any different than any other guy in the street. Same guy. So you see, he's covered Torah. So that's what he said, is that it's a design of Torah for him to actually go himself to give his hand out. Try to help those guys. So what he did is he sent down his servants. Okay? Fine. Yeah, look at that. That's the Gemara. We didn't read about the Gemara. Nachman Shalili, Amar, you love Torah, come and Nachman Barabba, you give a shikha. So there'll be that many Nachmans in the shikha. If not for Torah, well, let's not do this. But Rashi rejects this. It's the Garshi, so let's just leave it out. Okay? Fine. Okay, so it's a pretty complicated Gemara here. Right, I mean, a lot of things going on. Okay, I mean, so the starting point is Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan needs to stand for the Armenian guys. Basically, how all the Chazals, all the Rabbanim used to relate to these Armenians. So Rabbi Yochanan needs to stand for them. Rava used to do Hidur. Okay. Abaye, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It sounds like Rava used to send his Shliach. So why do I send the shliach? It sounds like because he didn't want to go himself. But it says he did Hidur. Does that mean he actually stood? I mean, since he actually stood up halfway, unless he means he did. Maybe he did both things. I'm not sure. It's not clear, really. Did he do stand up halfway and send out his shliach to give the hand? Or did he? No, he wasn't going to do anything himself because he held this not right, like Rav Nachman. But what it means Hidur, it means the Hidur which he did is he sent down his shliach. That's not clear. So Rava did something like one of those things. And so the Abaye used to give his hand to them. Rava comes back to, I mean, it's funny how the Gemara is written, you know. Rava used to send out his shliach, and Rav Nachman used to also send out a different kind of shliach. Okay? So, what's going on here, right? I mean, what are all these guys? What are all these shitas? Is this machlokas? Are they just telling you all the different things that Rav did? I mean, who cares? Like, what's going on here? I mean, presumably they had reasons why they did these things and didn't do the other things. Think, right? I mean, Rav Yochanan apparently he didn't care about this Kabbalah Torah thing, right? Seems they weren't worried about that.
Rashi
probably. And apparently Rav Yochanan held he should stand up. He really stood up, but the other guys, it doesn't seem they did that. They just did Hidur. They didn't really stand up. So it seems like, but is this like you do whatever you want here? Like, what are the rules here? I mean, is this a halacha? Is this a rishos? Is there any? I mean, what's going on? You know, I mean, I have to give some meaning to what's going on here. You know, I see one thing in the Marsha, the Chiddushi Adigados. He says, "Rashi go to Rashi for Harpatki," and then he says, "Va'aruch tirgun Harpatki zman." It's times. Many times, simple. So that is the easiest way to read the Gemara. It's many times, many experiences, they're old, a lot of old, you know, a lot of tidings and happenings. Like, that's what sounds like Rashi is saying at first. But then he starts getting to the Nisim. I mean, Rashi sounds like he's changing his view in the middle, you know? But I mean, that's the way the Aruch has it. Aruch just says mana. Yeah, that's the easier to understand. Yeah, so for what it means that Rava did Hidur, so the Rashash holds, or he recites the Rashi on Lambez and Lambez, which says Hidur means he stood up halfway. You know, the halfway stand up. So that's what he's learning. Okay, I mean, there is much more else to say that. So I mean, he stood up halfway.
So that would have to be explained then. So he would stand up halfway, but he wouldn't extend his hand.
Funny,
he had
right.
to get
shulchan. I know. What does that mean then? And then the question is, so why did he get sent a shulchan? Now, if you learn that he's like a Rav Nachman, that he sent a shulchan because he didn't want to do it, that's hard to understand. Right. Unless you'll say, putting his hand is that he couldn't do, but sitting up halfway, that he would do. I mean, it's hard to see what's the difference. I mean, putting your hand is, you know,
right.
Seems like a similar kind of thing. Unless you don't say that he's learning that, like Rav Nachman. Maybe he just sent his hand to the shul to give his hand in addition to the, you know, he did that, but he also So just look him out. You know? Maybe. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard. Don't know. Shosh doesn't explain that. I mean, it's funny how it's the same Rava, you know? It would be easier if you could change it. Yeah, Kibbutz Tristram just means officers. So they used to be, the officers used to be eunuchs and like Roland or whatever, wherever they were. But I don't think that he had eunuchs. But that's the term. The term is used for that. It tells Rezaki, it says for Harpaki, Sibos Vinyanim. Causes, reasons, and habit, and Yanim. And he's also learning like Arach. I mean, it means like happenings. I don't know why Rashi's saying that in these kind of terms. It's fine. So the first question I guess is, what are they doing here? I mean, if you're Chayiv, they're Chayiv. If you're not Chayiv, you're not Chayiv. Right? I mean, that's, I guess, the simplest question. Before we get to the details. They held that you have to stand. I mean, that's another thing interesting. Doesn't say Rabbi Yochanan says you have to stand up for these guys. I mean, if I is held, you have to do this. It's telling you what they did.
Yeah.
So that implies, I think, that it's like the elders like mitzvah zidus or whatever. There's no chiv. There's a chiv. Tell us. Amar Rabbi Yochanan chayv adam lakum bnei sover moif. Seems like no, you're not chayv. But they did it. They did it. Thought it was a good idea. Seems like they all naked, then Allah, you don't have to do it, but it's a good idea. They reflect, even though naked, then it's not like Chal Yisrael, for whatever reason, but these guys still have a concept of old people. There's an idea of a Zakin, which is that they're for a certain Chachma or whatever, and these people have a certain Chachma, they have what it takes, okay, but they're not including the Halacha. The Halacha is only Chal Yisrael. But it's appropriate, you can learn from the Halacha, it's appropriate to honor the guy who reflects certain Chachma. So he did it anyways. I mean, I would think he held as a kiyam. I mean, I don't think it's just like a philosophical. You know, I would think. I mean, although it's tiny, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. But I mean, it seems to me there's no halachic value to the thing. What's it just stop telling us? It sounds like they're talking about like real things. I would think it's a kiyam. It's a kiyam of on. I don't know. I mean, what's it a kiyam in? Kiyam Nei Seva Zakim, even though he's not Seva. And I'm not sure. It's a Kiyam. It's a good question. It's a good question. What's a Kiyam? Let's leave the question. Okay, it's a good question. But let's assume that this is what's happening. Okay, they're doing it even though they're not Mechuyah, they held this good idea. Now, what's the difference, let's say, between Rabbi Yochanan and, let's say, the others? Rabbi Yochanan stood up, the others didn't stand. But this is the kasha a little bit on, I think, on the way we learned Rashi earlier. The Rashi holds on the way of Zaki, and that's all you have to do is stand up halfway. You know what I mean? A half stand. I mean, it's hard to say what Rashi's saying. I mean, he says the real one stood up all the way for these guys. It would seem if you didn't come out like that. So the real one stood up all the way. So what did he say? So there's more than for a regular Zaki? I mean, it would seem to imply that for a regular Zaki, you also have to stand all the way. And the question is, by these guys, do you stand all the way or do you do a little bit? You know what I mean? But if by a regular zakin you only do a little bit, so what's the real fun on doing standing up all the way? Even by a Jewish zakin you don't do that. You know what I mean? But in Rashi, I looked back, and Rashi there is talking about specifically by a case, by a rabbi, who you have to stand up all the way. He says, but if he's mochel, then he's allowed to be mochel. But even if he's mochel, you still have to do hidor. And he says, hidor means you stand up halfway. You could learn that it's talking about because he's mochel. And that's why you only stand up halfway. But in a regular case, you could learn that Rashi holds you to stand up all the way. That is a way to learn. Okay, but let's, we'll leave that for now. All right, good. Okay, good. So that's okay, a good first step. That it seems like they're saying, this isn't really halacha. Not make her din machid do this, standing, because they're going. But these Amorim wanted to do, means to do this. Okay, to be Mahadim anyways. So the question is in general, you could accomplish the objective of Hidor by just standing a little bit. You accomplish that objective. Because you're showing that these people are, you know, moving you out of your position. But halachically, when you have a halachic chiyuv of Amidah, of Kima, so it takes on a tzura of standing up all the way. That's the tzura of Maisa. The tzura of Maisa is to stand up. Like moving a little bit isn't a tzura of Maisa, even though it could produce an effect of Hidor. But halachically, there's a maisa. Okay? So therefore, when it comes to Israel, so that's what you have to do. That's the halacha, to stand up all the way. Okay, let's go with that. The Ram definitely, we deduce that the Ram holds that. This question Rashi, whether he holds that also. But let's go with that. You have to stand up all the way by Israel. But even though the effect could be produced with a little bit, but halacha has a form. And the question is, when you do this minhag chasidus, which you hold the Inam Yekir then Mechliv to do, but it's a kiyam, it's a minhag chasidus, so do you say that it will follow the same surah? Namely, you should do it, you have to do the same thing, namely stand up all the way. Or do you say, no, that since the minhag chasidus is just a minhag chasidus, it's not a halachic thing, it's just, it will be the general idea of what you're doing, is hidur. But you don't have to take, you don't have to do, the minhag chasidus doesn't demand that you follow the halachic accidents of the thing, namely the fact that you have to stand up all the way. I mean, that's part of the halachic structure. But this is just the kiyum, this is a separate thing. So the question is in the midas chasidus, will it take on the technical structure or not? Or do you say it will be a relaxed structure? And that's why the other guys did, is they only did hidur. They only didn't have to stand. You didn't have to stand. You could just do hidur. And then he does an office. So Rabbi said, you just do hidur. You didn't have to actually do the full thing. That's for an Israel chiyuv. But it seems like it'll be up on the hell no. Is that, and since the Torah set up a method of hidur, and that method is amida, so therefore, if you want to involve yourself in this minhag chasidus, so you have to use the Torah's method. You can't just cut short on the method. Premise that, okay? I mean, I'm assuming the premise here that the way we learn around that you have to stand up for regulars, I can't stand up all the way. And I, Rashi doesn't seem to be told that way, but I'm saying you could read Rashi again. You have to start thinking into Rashi, but Rashi is saying that by a case of a Rebbe is mocha. He's mocha, you have to read, or you have to just do that fact. But it could be that by regulars Israel, you had to stand up all the way. Even according to Rashi. It could be. If you say Rashi doesn't hold that, then I'll say, let's start according to Ram. According to Ram in that regard. Yeah, they had to stand up all the way regularly by Israel, and that's where Yochanan stood up all the way, because he held that you have to. This is the Torah fix, the method of expressing the Kavod, the method of doing either. So once the Torah fixes it, you want to be a Chasidus, you have to use that method. Or you say, no, that since you're really just trying to accomplish the goal of Yidur, and it's not a halachic thing, there's no chiyuv, so you can do either, however you do either. There's no need to invoke the technical halachic structure. It's like when the Torah said Amida, is it like, does that like outrule and say, this is kavod, nothing less? Or is, no, it's just saying, yeah, either, you have other ways of either, but halacha has a certain structure, a certain type of a formulation is used in halacha. But that's if you're following the chiyuv, if it's so cute, you can do either, and never any which way you want. Right? Okay. So that's the case. Now, what's the machal? Let's go further. So Rava, let's say, stood halfway. That's Rava's thing. Then it says Abaye, he just gave him a hand. Right? Sounds like he didn't stand. Right? Sounds like he didn't do this halfway, the shovel. Okay? He gave him a hand. That, I mean, he could have given stood up and given him a hand, or shovel and given him a hand. So what's that? Because that's that. It's a good question. I remember that. Did they specifically hold you're not allowed to do further, or they just didn't do further? You're not chayev, or it's not necessary to do further. I mean, the Adnisir of Nachman definitely introduces an idea of not doing further. But you don't see that introduced earlier. At least not in Rashi. He's not saying anything like that. So it's hard to know. It's hard to know. I mean, so far I'm just saying is that he is holding you do either and stand up because he held you not chayev to. It's not. Of course, not chayev, but the kiyum doesn't demand that. That's what I'm learning so far. I mean, definitely, when he gets rid of Nachman, he's actually bringing in a negative factor. The question is, at what point the Gemara is going to that negative factor is a good question. So far, I'm not learning if that's the case. But you could, I can't prove it. It's hard, and that's the problem, is they don't really, no one tells you what's going on here. You kind of have to make up what's going on. So, unfortunately, there's no one's talking. Okay, good. So again, Eric says good. That Rava held that even though you don't have to use the exact method of the Torah, Kehilchasa 100%, you don't have to stand up fully upright. So that, but that doesn't mean anything goes. You could diminish in the quantity, so to speak. You could have a quantitative diminution, namely stand up a little bit. But to just give them a hand, what's a hand? Hand? There's no such thing like that. Torah fixed the method of Kavod, of Yidur. Now, you don't have to follow for the Kiyum, you don't have to follow the full quantitative measure. But you still have to follow the qualitative method, namely standing, through standing up, through breaking your regular involvement, then standing. You'll stand up halfway. But Rabaye held not. He held that once, well, he went further. He says, once you tell me this thing, it's just a kiyum. There's no kiyum, really. And it's just a kiyum of expressing yidur. So I can do anything. You can do yidur. I'll show you. Your hand. That shows yidur. That's not yidur. I'm showing them. I'm doing it. I'm showing them. They're worthy of my hand. So that's fine. That's all you need to do. Alright?
And then, again?
Oh, so then the question is, so now what's Rava doing? And now what's the next thing? Rava says, Rava sent a shliach. Well, I just noticed, if you look closely, you see, it says, I think from Rashi, if you have a dike in Rashi, it seems like, it says, Abaye of the other side, Poshel Kev Kokashem Odom Etzla, when they passed next to him, he gave them a hand, right? Well, let's say they didn't pass next to him. It seems like he didn't do anything. See, if they didn't pass next to him, he wouldn't do that. I don't know what he would do. Maybe he would stand a little bit, or I don't know. But it says, it sounds like it's Etzla. Right? But it says, then it says, Rabba Yashleh Shluchav Lifshot Lahem Yad, Avlas Malah. He sent the Shliach, but he himself, sounds like it means he didn't go to do it, but he sent the Shliach to do it. But if they were next to him, maybe he would do it. It's hard to know. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it seems like maybe you could learn that Rav is doing more than Abaye, you know what I mean? He's sending people out. Abaye just did if they pass, if they go next to him. But Rav is really sending people out. Who wants more low? Sounds like he wouldn't go out. Maybe that could be because of Yisrael HaTorah. I mean, it's one thing for him to stand up halfway or whatever. Or send a shliach. There's nothing for him to start running after them, you know, to go. But the shluchim, that he was willing to do. He sent out a shluchim. But that's a move. I mean, it doesn't seem like Abaye did that. I don't know if Abaye had shluchim, though. I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, it's your nachim definitely had shluchim. Maybe Rav had shluchim. I don't know, maybe Abaye didn't have. It sounds like Rav had shluchim. I mean, I'm just thinking of another way to learn. Gary's saying that. What are you saying, Rose? That Rava, he held his demeaning for them to lean on him.
Right.
And it's one thing to stand a little bit, but it's demeaning to his goth. He's using his goth like a chavtza for them to lean on him, so he wouldn't do that. You could say that. That's Rava. But Baye apparently wasn't bothered by that. You have to define that. But I'm thinking maybe different. That, and maybe it's saying. Maybe within the idea we were saying before, as it says, it's trying to follow the same line we were trying to follow before, is that Abaye was saying that you don't have to, that once it's Hidur, you can do any form. It doesn't matter if you stand. You can make up your own form. And the form could even be, just simply out of your hand. And maybe Rav is going a step further. See, because it could be Abaye is still holding that you have to do something. You know what I mean? Rav is adding a new factor, where you're not doing anything. You're just sending out your shliach to do something. I mean, like that, that's a different form of Hidur. It's like a Hidur, you're not doing any action. Like, it could be a Baye held that if you're doing the Hidur, you don't have to follow the method of the Torah, but you still need a Maisa Hidur. Like, Rava would say, no, even that you don't need. It's just you can produce the effect of Hidur without a Maisa. You have your Shleif to it. That also produces the effect of Hidur. You know what I mean? Shows that he's respectable, but you don't have to actually do anything. If that's his learning, what's more low, it doesn't mean that he himself helped you can't do it, because he didn't even do anything. What's more low, he himself, he just sat back, he didn't do it, he didn't do anything. He held, you could have a kiyum of Hidur, since this is just a kiyum, I mean, although he did stand up halfway earlier, but this is a separate thing. He's saying that even this is a kiyum of Hidur, he's saying. What's more low is that even if you yourself aren't doing the thing, and you're just having someone else do it, that's also a kiyum of Hidur. Could be a Baye didn't go for that, although that wouldn't work. You know? Smoother with. I mean, it runs smoother with the flow in the Gemara that we're saying. But on the other hand, Rav Nachman's gonna be a whole different thing. He's really bringing this idea that it's the meaning and he can't do it, you know? According to what Gary is saying, if he's on the page of Rav Nachman. But he doesn't go, there's no indication from the thing that he is on the same page of Rav Nachman, you know? So by Rav Nachman, he's using more elaborates and says what he said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Rashi explains. So you could just say, yeah, that's because Rav Nachman needs to say this thing. So therefore, but Rava, I mean, but then really Rav Nachman wouldn't be any bigger of a chiddush than Rava. I mean, he's just saying the same thing. Rav Nachman just happened to say this thing, so he's more than what he said. But, you know what I mean? But it sounds like when Rashi's introducing the Zilzal of the Torah, he's explaining it within Rav Nachman. Okay, but if that's Rav Nachman saying no. He also held the only Mahad to them, but he held there's a problem. Problem is that to be Zayin Torah. So anyway, the only before is Zakin the Tikvah, though. We saw in the Ramban that even Zakin, that even a Talmud, even a Jewish old guy, a Talmud Chacham can't stand for. Right? Because he can't stand for someone of lesser caliber. Because that's not a Tikvah, though. This can't happen, right? Even a Jewish old guy. Even Jewish Zakin can't stand for. Even a Jewish Talmud Chacham can't stand for an old guy. Right? Because it's not a Tikvah, though. So it's funny, I mean, it's like Rav Nachman, it sounds as if he's saying, no, I can't do this because it's not, it's beneath my cover. And whatever, Jewish guys, I mean, it seems like a little bit against the Rambam, you know? So it sounds like he's just not doing it because it's within the Torah, unless he'd say the same thing. And you could argue that even not for Amai, he wouldn't do it. You could say that. I mean, a lot of the cases by the Armais. But I mean, you could say that Rav Nachman held the Shita in general. He's saying, his look, and I cover the Jewish, I cover the Torah. So, he simply can't do it. He can't do anything but the Gufo, because then it would be demeaning himself. But he wants to produce the effect of the cover. I mean, like, whereas Rava was, it could be like where Rava wasn't holding that you can't do it with your Guf. Because you see, he stood up. He stood halfway. It wasn't only he can't do it, he just told him you could have another form of Hidur, which is even just by sending people out. Maybe then saying Rav Nachman's only doing that. Because he holds you can't do it with your guf, because that would actually be demeaning. You can't do that. But you can send people out, because then it's not, you're not doing anything, you're not submitting yourself enough, so then you can have the effect of Hidur, and you don't have the demeaning problem. You know what I mean? So then it would be good why it has that Rav did both. Because Rava held, you could do it with your guf. There's no problem doing it with your guf. It just means you can have another form of Hidur where you don't even do anything with your guf. And Rav Nachman actually only did that. Mm-hmm. He only did that because he held that you can't do it with your guf, because he held Kama Nachman Yoshuga as a bizon for doing it with his guf. But he still did the shliach deal. You know what I mean? Okay, it's hard because no one says anything. They don't help you, you know? So you gotta make things up a little bit. Maybe there are different possibilities. I mean, you say different things. I'm just going with one train of reasoning. I mean, you go with different trains. But let's, I think maybe we go to the Rambam. The Rambam's a little more halachic. I mean, we'll present the problems. But the Rambam's, see, this way of learning is just making it all like, it's a question. I mean, the whole Gemara according to this way of learning. It's like, when you have this Midas Chasidus, is like, how far. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's just philosophy. Because if you say it's just a philosophical thing, then why would it come to, you don't have any rules. I mean, it's philosophy. Of course you can do it. But if you say it's a halacha kiyam, the question is, when you have a halacha kiyam, how far does it go, you know? How far does it go? It's not a chiyav, it's just really, it's only for Yisrael. But it's a separate thing, you're a kiyav, you're partaking of the lehidur, that's a similar idea. The question is, what do you know, how far do you go? Okay. Well, let's read the Rambam, and the Rambam's a little more juicy. Okay? A little less, so it says like this. A little juicy, I mean, it's like less speculative, like more concrete problems, and you know, a little more guidance. So he says like this. So it's a Vav test, right, in Talmud Torah? So it says, Misha v'zakein mafog v'zikna apishe nechacham. So if you have an old guy, even if he's not a chacham, omdun ufan v'santra. Afilu ha-chacham shehu yalad, omer v'nei ha-zakein mafog v'zikna. So even if the chacham is, even a chacham who's young, stands before this old guy. Okay? So this is the first interesting thing. He's saying is that you don't have to stand up all the way, just enough to be mahadir, halfway standing. So does this mean that the Rambam holds that Hidur just means halfway? So I don't think we did this before, huh?
I thought we said not pretty. Only chemo, actual chemo?
Yeah, right. So we said before there's only chemo, actual chemo. Because it sounded that way in Halacha Aleph even. Kol Tam Chacham Mitzal Hadra. Afishin Rabo.
Right.
I mean, it sounded like it was really just a regular Amida. It didn't say anything, right? And the Torah actually said that. The tour says, I think they quoted, someone quotes it here, the slide. Yeah, the tour, the Kesav Mishnah. If you look at the slide there, you see Kesav Mishnah, Mash Kesav Rabbeinu? Rabbeinu Chayv Lama Lukum Asa Lukhdei Lajah. It says, Kesav HaTor. Ve'in Yodeya, Lama Kesav Sheinu Chayv Lakov Ibnei Azakin, Kedei Lukum Asa. Do'am Me'ach Kroy Yolfin Anzakin V'chacham. The very same Pasuk you learn out of Zakin is the Pasuk you learn out of Chacham. You think it's a given that you have to stand all the way for Tefrat HaChacham. It's just like it's stand all the way for Tefrat HaChacham. It's stand all the way for Zakin. It's the Efter Shalom Omar Shein Sarach Lama Bnei Zakin Lo Kamaso El Yelad Chacham. As it could be that he means, he's talking about this case where you have a young Chacham versus an old guy. So then, Kivan Shetrichen Lino Gvo Gavkin Kavod, because since he's not a chacham, the other guy is a zaken who's not a tam chacham. So in the theory, they owe each other kavod. And the old guy has to respect them. So therefore, emul is bazo is lakum ne zaken. He shouldn't be bazo himself to stand up all the way. Eliyase lohidor. Therefore, he only does this halfway thing. I will call on them so I lakum ne zaken lakum asa. But a regular person has to stand for zaken all the way. The way the Torah is learning is that a regular person who's for a Zakein gets to stand up all the way. But a Talmud Chacham, since a Talmud Chacham is a Talmud Chacham, and so to speak, he deserves respect from the old guy, it's not Shia, it's a Bezalion, Talmud Chacham to stand up all the way for the Zakein. So therefore, what he has to do is he just does, he does a little bit. Okay, that's what he's learning. Okay? It's fine. Then he says like this. The Afilu Zakin Kusi Mahajin Oso Midvarim, even if he's a guy. Does he change it? How does Kapachav? Is he Kusi?
Guy.
Yeah, Afilu Zakin Guy Mahajin Oso Midvarim, okay, even if he's a guy. You're Mahajin with words, Vinosnim Lo Yad Lesompa, and you give him a hand to support him. Shenamar, Vimne Seva Takum, Kol Seva Bimashma. Does that mean any sense? Does that differentiate anywhere between whether he's a Jew or a guy? Doesn't differentiate, so it must be all them.
So funny.
What's the problem? Right. You're right, exactly. The problem is no problem. They save a takum between for old guy to stand up. Call Seva. Really? He just said you don't stand up. He just says you just you do a bit dvarim or you give him a hand. So if you're telling me they save a takum means or doesn't differentiate anywhere between Zakenim, so then really you should say that for a guy, right, you have to stand up all the way. It should be equal. Kol Seva Mashma. And also for the young guy. Right? For the young guy. I mean, this whole thing. I mean, what I'm saying, Kol Seva Mashma, it has all these rules. That if it's a young guy, he's on top of how I'm standing for him, he only stands halfway. And if you have a kusi, you know, you stand up, you do it, hey, the words, or the yad. By the way, it's not clear. Does he mean, like, let's say, when he says that you do it with your hand, or with words, does he mean again still for Talmud Chacham, or is he going back on, you know, on the regular case? That's a question. It's a question. What does he mean? You know what I mean? Does he like a regular guy for Zakin Kusi? Should he stand all the way? You know, should he really stand? And is this only this compromise form because he's a Zakin? It's still a problem, but I mean, is that what he's saying or not? I mean, it's not clear. I mean, you can read it either. I think you can just read it either way. I mean, as he just said, "Yafilu echachem as you yell at him if neizak and muflag bezikna." Right? I mean, it's sure. It does sound. Yafilu zaken kusi sounds like it's going back on the original halacha, right? I mean, it's not on the zaken kusi because otherwise they never told you about zaken kusi. So I mean, it would sound that zaken kusi is going. You could. I mean, yeah. Simple shot is it's going on a regular person, and you could read it. I don't know. Well, you could say, I mean, the Zakin, even if it's a Farkusi, he's, you know, the Chacham, he's a Farkusi. Mm-hmm. You could say that. Yeah, but that's another problem is it sounds, if you ask the Rambam, does it sound like the Rambam holds this Maker Adin that you have to stand up for Zakin Kusi? Or it sounds like Midas Chasidus?
It doesn't say
Midas Chasidus. It sounds like he holds this really in Halacha. He says, Kol Seva B'mashma. Right? Kol Seva B'mashma. It sounds like he's putting that into Isi. Doesn't it sound that way? That was speech that was saying what Isi said. So it sounds like he learned that Isi is saying even Goyim, which is against Tosos and Rashi. Seemingly against Rashi, definitely against Tosos. So it seems like Yamachlik is shown in here that whether or not the halacha of Mnesevot Takum applies to Goyim or not. Tosos learned it didn't, and this whole Gemara is really Gzmias Chasidus. Seems like the Rambam held it does apply, but somehow in this funny kind of form, although in a funny form, but it does seem like to be a deraisa, seems to be part of the real halacha. So that's real focus, right? That's real focus. Is there any halacha minat Torah of doing anything for a guy, for an old guy? Right? That's a real solid focus. They definitely have to find, you know? Another step, and I think the contradictions in the Rambam are also very difficult, you know?
Like
I think at least we should explain that machlokas, you know?
Seems like